views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
A light shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Makris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential to expand awareness and activate change to eliminate Lyme disease for good. Limelight Radio is a much-needed venue for the USA's number one fastest-spreading infectious illness. Katina is an award-winning author, a natural healthcare practitioner with over 30 years' experience, and most importantly, a healing force with her own personal Lyme journey. Be part of a movement to help end the suffering and confusion surrounding Lyme disease and begin to take action. Now here's your host, Katina Makris.
Then I go to my brother, and I say, brother, help me please.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Katina Makris, and welcome to Limelight Radio. It's always a joy to introduce to you my truly sterling guests. Every week, we get to bring such exciting information to the world about Lyme disease and tick-borne illnesses and all that we can do at so many different levels, whether it's healing and recovery, diagnostics, the type illnesses it induces, signs and symptoms. We've got had foundation leaders, and today we've got a great show. I'm really excited to bring back someone who I'm very fond of, who's really a hard working out in the fields, literally on the ground dealing with tick management. We're going to visit today with Peter Aquilina of Deer Defense. He's the CEO and founder, the only company in the past 30 years to pioneer a deer abatement mesh specifically designed to exclude deer and other wildlife. Since 1998, Peter's expertise is unmatched in the field of deer and tick behavior and abatement, and is highly sought after by property owners, landscape architects, commercial property managers, organic farmers and growers, and many others. His no-nonsense approach, along with his passion for the business, has created a new standard of excellence within the industry. Peter's background includes a BS from the University of Buffalo and over 15 years of field research. Peter is not just an advocate for the Lyme disease community, he is also a Lyme disease patient, having suspected the infection since 2002, but not testing positive until 2009. Peter has learned firsthand how devastating this disease can be and how the mainstream medical community is lacking the proper tools and knowledge to effectively treat or even diagnose patients. He is a wealth of knowledge. He's versed in so many aspects of what our lifestyle is facing in terms of the surge of ticks, the population growing at exponential rates, and our country sadly under siege. So welcome, Peter Aquilina, to Limelight Radio. It's great to have you back.
Thank you, Katina. Thank you. Thank you. It's great to be back.
Oh, yes. I love it. You are just so chock-filled with information. So I want to know, because here we are, we're in the autumn months. New England's still ripe with hatchlings, new nymph ticks out. And of course, as we move down the eastern seaboard and into the Midwest, and the Pacific's always riddled, we're getting that second hatch out of ticks, aren't we, at this time of year?
Yes, the adult ticks, this is their active time right now. The nymph ticks, and I don't know why there's a differentiation between the two. In fact, in Weston, Mass, about 30 to 20 minutes outside of Boston yesterday, in fact, I had a nymph on my pants. I was covered in cedar oil, luckily, so it didn't last very long. But now is the active time for adults. So, and you know, it's kind of been a crazy year. Other years I've noticed where even though the heat of summer, August, September, much of July, those are not considered the active months for ticks. Mm-hmm. I was kind of always able to find them if I wanted to do a tick drag on a property, or if I was going to do some testing on some formulas that I've been working on. I was always able to actually go fish for them, or with a tick drag cloth, find them almost all year long, except for when it's in deep freeze, of course. But this year, there was from July 1st practically to October 1st, there was like none, nothing, zero. As hard as I would try in some of the best places that I know to go because of deer paths and other things, I couldn't find any. Mm. And all of a sudden, it was a few weeks ago, probably maybe 5 weeks ago now, we had like a cold rain that moved through, a cold front that moved through with some rain. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, they just like whatever happened, they just woke up. And now is a really serious time, a high risk time for adult ticks.
Yeah.
And one thing is they're just before that, they're kind of like squirrels. When that first whiff of fall comes into the air, that first brisk day, you see something in the squirrels kind of snap. This is when they run across the road and get run over most of the time because they're committing squirrelicide, my nephew used to say. But kind of the same thing with deer, with other animals that are preparing for the wintertime. But the ticks, too, they will be very aggressive, more so than normal. They will move faster than normal. And these are just observations that I've had over the years. They're really in need of getting that final meal, finding that final host before it freezes, before they go to sleep. So their chances, they know that their chances of survival are nil if they don't find a final host. So even though they may not be at the point of starvation, they haven't used up all of their energy reserves internally, they still will act that way and move much faster, even though it's cold. One, you know, a lot of common information is if it's around 40 degrees or less, that the ticks won't be active. And that's not true. A lot of people blowing leaves and handling leaves.
Right. I know. And I think of it, oh my God, when I was a kid, we'd pile up the leaves and jump in them.
Yep. That's right.
Oh my gosh. So tell me, because, you know, you've got these new small little videos that you put up on YouTube, and the one that caught my attention, I was fascinated, was when you actually showed the tick in that solution and how it was swimming around aggressively, and then it started to slow down and shrivel up and die. Tell me about that.
Yes, that's a new organic concentrate, a blend, actually, of some essential oils, all 25B, non-EPA rated, that I've been working on. You know, sadly, and you know this side of me, other concentrates, most concentrates on the market, organic, that claim, says right on the label, kills ticks. Guess what? They don't kill a tick. Even at higher than specified doses. So, you know, this disturbs me. All right. This is too high risk, too widespread, too sickening, too many people, seriously. And this is not something that should be just toyed with. Although I guess we really have no control over it. We can't make them say that it's proven it works. But, you know, that's, I never put my name on something or talk about something to people unless I have proven it myself and on my own property. And this is true not only for the deer fence, but also for this new, what's called the direct injection system. that basically uses run-of-the-mill irrigation equipment. You can have an irrigation system already in your home or not. Mine is installed in my deer fence. I do not have an irrigation system installed on my property. And that this is actually a prototype that has not been done before. Mm-hmm. And it really is, I mean, if you want to talk about how best can I, and I get asked this all the time, of course, this is why people call me for the deer fence. But then there's a slew of other questions. What happens after the deer fence is in? What about the other animals that come in? Because, you know, they're not idiots, and I'm not going to pretend that they are and tell them, you're not going to have any squirrels. You're not going to have any chipmunks. You're not going to have any raccoons or right. fisher cats up there. You know, you just can't, if something can climb or fly, it has a good chance of at some point being inside the fence. The fence can only keep out what cannot jump it or scale it. And that, of course, is true for any barrier, not just my deer fence, but any physical right. mesh barrier.
Yeah. So, Peter, we have to discuss this in vivid detail because I want you to lay it out for everybody so they can kind of imagine in their mind's eye both the deer fencing part and then, as you said, this new vector control system with the irrigation. But it's time for our first station break. So hold your thought and audience, stay with us because we're going to come right back after the station break and we're going to learn from Peter Aquilina of Deer Defense much more about this because, in my opinion, this is almost like a no-brainer. Like, we should all be following suit with this system in our yards. This is why I have Peter on today to help us all. So stay tuned. This is Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. We'll be right back.
To Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Well, you called me up this morning, told me about the new love you found. I said I'm happy.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Makris, and we are visiting with Peter Aquilina of Deer Defense. His program of deer abatement and tick management is really cutting edge. So for those of us who have started today's programming, Peter, can you bring us back into the story here? We were just learning about how you set up someone's yard or habitat, a playground, etc., with these systems. Can you continue on this? Because I'm like, my eyes and ears are trying to, you know, visualize it all.
Sure. It's called the direct injection, and it typically, they haven't been around for that long, about 8 years. And there's a few different companies that have an attempt to utilize the existing irrigation system to what they call repel ticks and mosquitoes. And in most cases, it's mosquitoes first or just mosquitoes. This has typically been something that has been sold and used down south. But as you said, and you know, what's funny is I never, even before we went on the air today, I never said to you the words "no brainer." I use it all the time with this system. This is a no brainer.
That's what it seems like to me, right?
It is absolutely a no brainer, and it utilizes the existing irrigation system to deliver. This is the mode of delivery now. Are those nozzles, those heads popping up out of the ground and the nozzles, you know, spurting out the water and the mist.
Yeah.
They can be adjusted. The ones you saw in my video were actually specifically adjusted to have a higher mist content, not just the droplets shooting out like a rain, like a projected rain.
Okay.
But also it was perfect that day because the sunlight was coming from the top of the hill. And you could really get a good, clear view of that mist coming down the hill and really getting much more coverage and crevice penetration under the leaves and in those little crevices where rain, which comes from above or even, you know, at an angle from above, would not necessarily penetrate. So this is very important. Misting systems are also kind of new, but they're not widely used, and mainly because misting systems are slaves to the wind.
So you
can't get any directional. You can't guarantee that every time the mister runs, and they are programmed to run automatically, just like your irrigation system is, that it's going to get the coverage completely on your property that you need. And that's why I did this prototype on my deer fence. I don't have a large enclosure or exclosure, as it may be. It's about 600 linear feet, which is, you know, plenty for the kids to play. The whole property is a little bit over an acre, but I didn't, just because of the terrain and the way things are set up and the lawn, I just didn't feel it was necessary to do that. And what these do with those heads on the posts is it gets the hot spots. See, this is something that the mosquito vector kill side of it or repel side of it did not take into consideration. And it's really a different market. So this is kind of new for the Northeast and the tick market. So as you can see on the video, those hot spots are the leaf litter, the undergrowth. If your lawn gets 5 to 6 hours of direct sunlight a day. And this is in Kirby Stafford's handbook. This is in most IPM management guidelines for ticks throughout the country, and especially here in the Northeast. In the heat of summer, if your lawn is such that it gets 5 to 6 hours of direct sunlight a day, you probably will not have any ticks in there. They simply cannot stand the heat and the direct sunlight.
Yeah, they hate the direct sunlight, don't they? Yeah.
It will kill them in a few hours. They will cook. Mm-hmm. However, the shady areas, the cooler areas, the moister areas, especially if there is
Pachysandra or Myrtle.
New England, the suburbs of New England, this is what we have.
Right, but it's in mid-Atlantic too. I mean, it's everybody's got these habitats where we've got the little shady spots or the knee-high growth, right?
Yes.
That's maybe an overhanging oak or something is giving some shade for several hours of the day.
And you're right. It really is for any situation where the house is kind of in a woodsy area, or there's a border between houses or properties of some woods or undergrowth or areas that are not maintained, by either party. And those are the hot spots. The hot spots are not in the middle of the grass.
Right.
And especially for ticks, but not only for ticks. This is true for mosquitoes and other flying, biting insects as well. They don't live and thrive and sleep and do what they do in the grass. They do that in the shady, cool, moist areas where they can survive better, because that's what they need, is that humidity content, or they will dry out very quickly.
So when you set up the system, like I'm imagining your yard, like let's say you had a half an acre, say, or 3/4 of an acre, like someone like yourself, you would go assess the property. you'd see where the children's swing set is.
Yes.
And you would then design where these main nozzles are going to be that do the most misting.
Correct.
And then, as you said, a little bit of wind, too, would probably spread the mist into other areas as well.
Well, actually, my property, it's a perfect setup, because the wind typically comes from that way down the hill. Mm-hmm. And that just carries the mist across my lawn and spreads it out throughout the property. I really have a perfect setup for it.
Other
properties may not be so advantageous as far as the wind direction.
Yeah. So let's say I'm talking about this half acre or 3 acre, piece, and you might have more land. Like I lived in a house that was 5 acres, but only an acre of it was cleared that
Correct.
That we played ball in and had, backyard picnics, et cetera. So you end up then with a series of nozzles around the property? And then how often does the irrigation system send out the agent?
Yes. Great question. It runs independently, although it works through the existing clock that the existing irrigation system works off of. So it kind of ties directly into the clock, and then the unit itself is, you can program it as often as you like. You can program it once a day, every other day, 2 times a week, or weekly. And it also, as I said in the video, has that, don't press the red one. Well, this one, you want to press the red one, because if there's, it's got a hot button. If there's ever any plan that the kids are going to have a party, that you saw too many mosquitoes tonight and people are swimming, you don't want anyone to get bit, or you found a tick on the dog or yourself, you can just go and press the thing, cycle the thing right now to treat your property.
Oh, that's very cool. So there's a holding tank of the solution.
That's correct. There is a holding tank of the concentrate itself, and that gets injected into the main line for the irrigation system. Now, that was a great question. I don't want to seem like I'm trying to push anybody into a deer fence to have this add-on. Mm. You certainly do not have to have the deer fence to have this installation of this unit or a similar unit installed on your property to then distribute organic tick and mosquito sprays at your command. And this is really the thing. It puts the homeowner in control. you are not a slave to that guy in the big tank truck that's going to come and spray a whole bunch of stuff that you don't know what's in there. And you know what? He only comes about once a month at best, which is not enough. And when they do, here's the problem. I have zero issue with the compounds, and I will not include them in my private label concentrate. But as far as pyrethroids, now the pyrethroids are the man-made synthetics, which are super energized, and these are the most deadly, long-lasting, and the most toxic and carcinogenic. So those are off the plate. There are others that are not as long-lasting, not as super energized to be, you know, one tiny microdose will kill anything, including beneficials. Whereas in my formula will not kill the beneficials, the pollinating insects. But as far as a pyrethrum is basically chrysanthemum juice. It is organic. It is a toxin, but it breaks down very quickly, extremely quickly, in the proper conditions. Okay, so this is one. I just wanted to clear that up, that I don't necessarily have a problem with the chemicals that are used, the toxins that are used. The problem is that they are not used correctly. As soon as you commercialize something that has to have very stringent guidelines as to when and how it's applied, when you commercialize something like that, all that is out the window.
And, I see.
You know, it just rained. Your property is soaking wet, but you're one of 100 that this guy has to get to this week. So guess what? He's going to come and apply that stuff anyway, even though he's not supposed to. And there's going to be a lot of runoff into the water system and into that watershed area over there. And the stuff's going to last about 1,000 years, but who cares? He's going to make his money. He made his quota. So, and you got your spray.
Yeah. So, right. With your privately controlled system that is unique to your tat, you have much more personal control over when you want to administer a new dose. And as you said, weather conditions, pool parties, you know, whatever's going on. It's tailor designed really, or outfitted, I should say, tailor outfitted to your own habitat. So, Peter, time for station break. This is absolutely, for me, as I said, a no-brainer. It looks like, gosh, you know, all playgrounds should have them for certain, and schoolyards and ball fields, et cetera. I mean, we've got a lot of work to do here. Deer defense is going to have to go national. But anyway, in the meantime, listeners, stay with us. We're taking a station break. Going to come back and learn more from Peter Aquilina. This is Katina Makris with Limelight Radio.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Macris. Fun song, Brian Eugene Sullivan. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Katina, my dear. Anytime for you.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Thank you.
So, we're visiting with Peter Aquilina of Deer Defense, and he's one of the leading experts in our country, really, on deer abatement and tick management at the personal level and also at the commercial level. And we're learning about this fantastic system that, you know, I'm sitting here looking out at the yard and thinking, oh, gosh, Pete, you know, up here in northern New England, people don't necessarily have lawn sprinkler systems because we have a shorter summer and the lawns aren't as manicured. But, you know, we do have our yards and we have an enormous tick problem and there's low growing blueberry bushes and, you know, all kinds of witch hazel and all these things where the ticks are very happily residing, and then they plop off into the yard, and then they're on the dog or the cat, etc. So if we don't have an irrigation system and you don't have deer fencing, can you still create this protection system for us?
Yes, you can. You would do what I did, and that was hook it right up to the garden hose. You do need what's called a stop valve or a check valve so that anything, basically it's a one-way valve. It lets the water go through the line, but nothing can come back into your garden hose and potentially mm-hmm. into your house. Okay. So you do need that. And that would be part of the kit. And yes, the answer is yes. It would be so simple to and inexpensive to, let's say, for example, you have half an acre of grass and you would run the water line with the nozzles attached to that.
Yeah.
Along the grass line. And then those heads and the nozzles would be adjusted at 360 degrees. And this also applies to those people listening that have existing irrigation systems where they have a larger property, a grassy area.
Yeah.
And they either do have that outer perimeter covered with the water lines and the heads, or perhaps there could be an additional line added in on that border perimeter to the leafy area, to the hot zone, I call it.
Yes. Okay.
So a deer fence is not needed and the irrigation system is not a must, although there would have to be something installed like a basic setup irrigation system with the same nozzles, the same water line, but that would go in a specific targeted area. That would go on the edge of the grass I call it the play area. Just, you know,
right.
I consider that most people would have kids that would want this. So anywhere that the kids would play up into that, the point where they would then not go, where you're not comfortable with them going. And then those nozzles would reach about 30 or 40 feet outside and inside. So that is really, I mean, that's creating that non-cross border that everybody talks about, that Kirby Stafford talks about in his tick handbook, that other IPM like Rhode Island, and there's another one, what's the other big IPM management that's quoted all the time. And that is that you're supposed to create this border. Now, why they're talking about gravel for keeping ticks, doing a border of gravel.
Right,
on the
right. I've heard that a lot. Yeah.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Really?
Whoever thought of this, I don't know what they're thinking. I mean, is that we're not talking about Lone Star ticks. That is specifically not what these people who publish these, you know, rules are talking about. They're talking about the, I need a host to get me, not just to feed me, but to get me from here to there tick, which is a dog tick or wood tick and a deer tick, or also known as a blackleg tick. So those two ticks, which are the problem right now, the Lone Star tick is here and it's going to be numerous, but it's not yet. It's not yet. The other two ticks, it just simply will not have any effect. I don't know what they're thinking. If a tick is on an animal, if it's on a host, I don't care if it's a mouse, a deer, or a cat, or a raccoon, when that animal crosses that gravel, tell me what's going to happen. The tick's not going to jump off and start making a beeline for the grass or for the leaves. It just doesn't work that way. Mm. So, you know, is it a feel-good measure? I guess they're trying to get people to, like, be aware, be vigilant and diligent on this stuff. Maybe. But as far as real-world application, is this going to have any effect for the expense that they – I mean, to do that gravel border around the whole property, that's a lot of money.
Right, right, right. Maybe around your patio or something, but right. I know. I love the idea of this system that you're talking about. And tell me the actual name of the system, and I also want you to mention your website.
Okay. Well, I don't know exactly what to name it yet. I'm thinking Total Tick Control, Vector Control System, VCS, maybe a good one that you said before. I'm looking at, you know, different. This one has a pump in it, so it has electrical components. There's also one that I'm looking at that would not need any electrical components. It's all done by pressurization and suction, which is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Would be less money.
Mm-hmm.
This one is programmable. It has a super pump that's been tested in this industry for a few years. It comes from Italy, and it's just – For the people that want that protection right now, it's just the one that I chose to go with, because I know that it can deliver the concentration, the ratio to water that needs to be there in order to kill the ticks and mosquitoes.
That's great. That's
my
great.
My website is deerdefense.com, and defense is with a C. So it's deerdefence.com.
And do you come out then and you'll do a property assessment?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. And I mean, it's late in the season now, but it's never too late really to set something up, is it?
No, it's not too late. And it's actually a very good time because there's not all that undergrowth and, you know, giant swamp cabbages growing in the wetlands and things. So I can actually get a very good look and a feel for what the property is like. And what degree of difficulty would be either for the deer fence. And I don't want to minimize the deer fence. The deer
right.
fence, if you have the high deer activity, and most people do that do have the ticks, it's just proven over so long that this is absolutely the biggest, most important, most effective single step that someone can take to reduce the tick counts on their property. It should be first.
Yeah. And I mean, listeners on WBLQ, where we're broadcasting out of Westerly, Rhode Island, WBLQ listeners live 12:30 a.m. radio station, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Southern Massachusetts, Long Island, all of you, Shelter Island, you're in high, high deer populations, Hudson River Valley. You know, deers are like walking down the street and sitting in people's yards, like lounging.
Yes. And I cover all this area, the whole New England area I cover. And that's the problem. When you can kill the ticks today, and this is a big problem with the commercial spray application guy. Come kill everything today, and I mean everything. And those deer will come in tonight, bed down on the property, and potentially deposit about 100 to 200 ticks. And that just, it just seems to be defeating the purpose.
Oh my God. 100 to 200 ticks in a night. Wow. Oh my God. Okay. Pete, it's last commercial break. And that's shocking when you think about that many deer ticks just in one evening. Wow. Audience, stay with us. If you're not on the edge of your seat, I don't know who else is. This is really stunning news that we're learning today from Peter Aquilina of Deer Defense. Limelight Radio with Katina Makris will be right back after the station break.
He was on his way home from Candletop, been 2 weeks gone, and he thought he'd stop at Webb's and have him a drink before he went home to her.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Yes, it does suspect everybody that you're running. Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Macris. We're visiting with Peter Aquilina from Deer Defense. DeerDefense.com, right? That's your website?
Yes, Defense with a C, of course.
Defense with a C. And we've learned so much today from Pete about both deer and tick management and how critical it is that all of us really pay attention to the environment that we live in. I know many of us, you know, have young children, or we like to use our patios out back, or even my dog. I let him wander outside in the yard. And if we can have a system like this in place, it's just one more level of protection now that the epidemic is really surging so aggressively. And it brings me to a very, very serious topic that Pete and I were speaking about together, that's very upsetting to all of us. And it's a very sensitive and touchy, but I think it's really worth us talking about this for a little bit, Peter, because it's sadly all too common what we're facing when we learn that someone commits suicide because of Lyme disease.
Yep.
And you have firsthand tragic news just this past week, don't you, of people in your community?
Sure. And I called you up, if you remember, and I said, mm-hmm. I am so angry. And I wanted your professional opinion. And there's not, as I said to you on the phone, there's not many people that I go to for this kind of thing. And you are it.
Thank you.
What is going on with, you know, the kids are being spoon-fed these nothing short of mind-altering drugs that are designed to change the chemistry of their brain at what ages? I mean, you know, it's crazy. It's in my opinion, and it's only my opinion, this is nothing short of criminal, what happened to this girl.
Yes, tell the story, because I know the story, but the listeners don't.
All right. Well, I called you up because something had happened, and I wanted your opinion on why are doctors, mainstream physicians, just so willing at terribly young ages to give children antidepressants, to call them things, and I was actually mistaken. She was not diagnosed as being bipolar. That was her uncle, actually. But she was still, everything else was spot on. She was being given antidepressants, and not just one, but trying different ones since she was 12 years old. And she was 16. My wife used to, you know, she used to nanny for these kids.
Mm-hmm.
And this is in Stamford, Connecticut. And they were living in Darien, Connecticut, where they reside now. And the oldest daughter, Patricia, and these are, I mean, to look at these girls, they are goddesses, these girls.
Mm.
Tall, thin, bosoms, long legs, like Julia Roberts. Like, what happened? So the oldest girl, Patricia, she started college a few months ago. And it was last year, and she dropped out.
Mm-hmm.
They knew she had Lyme when she started college. Okay. She also was on something for mood since she was in her early teens. Her younger sister, since she was 12, was on whatever. And, you know, she attempted suicide twice. And last week, she succeeded. And she hanged herself in the garage. And to, you know, I knew these kids. And to see, and I know so many other people that the doctor doesn't know. This is what I hear. The doctor doesn't know what's wrong with them, so they got him on this. Or the doctor doesn't know what's wrong with them, so they got him on that. What?
Mm.
What? Are you crazy?
Yeah.
You know,
right.
If the doctors, and my father was a surgeon, so, you know, I truly want to believe and trust and honor my physician's opinion. Thank God I have a good one, okay? It took me four tries to find a good infectious disease. Who specializes in Lyme. Dr. Saul, actually, out of Southport, Connecticut. Great guy and a great doctor. You know, how can this continue to happen? How can the parents continue to just roll over and let their children be put on these? I mean, it's nothing short of an experiment. They don't know what's wrong with the child. So they're just, so rather than going with something like, you know, let's maybe consider that it may be environmentally related, it may be tick related, let's try a regimen of, say, doxy for a few weeks or a month. Let's see if that has any improvement. No, they're going to start, you know, well, they tested negative. So we're going to, you know, we're going to start with this and we're going to see how that works. What? How is this allowed? How is this not sinister in a way? So what does that mean? So if my kids start to have, I don't know, whatever, behavioral problems or something, and I take them to the doctor and the doctor says, you know, I want you to put them on this. What? If I don't put them on that, what? I'm like a faith healer now. I'm going to be blackballed as because I'm not allowing my child to be put on this stuff. What does that make me?
I know. It's just so, so upsetting because, as you said, stunning children who are in a happy home environment, good educations, friends, athletics, you know, lots going for them. And then these, you know, emotional mental symptomologies start, and it is not uncommon with teenagers and youngsters that the emotional and mental symptoms of Lyme disease and Bartonella in particular, the co-infections, actually supersede the physical because their immune function and their physical bodies are you know, quite active and strong. So sadly, a lot of them end up with more of the emotional and mental symptoms. And then doctors, as you said, don't have accurate testing. They're driving in the dark and they start reaching for too many meds, too quickly. And here's this absolutely devastating story of a beautiful 16-year-old that we just lost, you know, and maybe, we don't know for certain, but maybe Lyme disease or a co-infection was behind this sad story. So, I mean, I know it's kind of a heavy note to end our show with today, but being that you had called me this week and talked to me about it, and, you know, it affected me too because I get notes all the time and hear from folks that Lyme does induce suicide. Of all the chronic illnesses, it has the highest suicide rate compared to others like cancers and all of this. So, Peter, thank you for sharing that glimpse into a personal piece of your life and your community's life. And I'm very, very sorry for you and the family that have had to face it.
Thank you. This is why I do what I do. This is why, even though I am a chronic Lyme sufferer, although I'm doing much better. The herbal regimen helps me. My diet helps. I'm also extremely vigilant when I'm out there and at home. But this is why I do what I do, because there is not enough. There's no groundbreaking work on how to really give yourself a tick-free zone or how to make yourself better, even though you're a Lyme patient. This is why you and I are at the forefront of this, and I'm so proud to be on with you today. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Peter Aquilina. Really, thank you. Thank you for all that you do, for your endless work every day out there in the field, and for your innovative breakthroughs here with technology and tick management and deer abatement, and also for the compassion in your heart that you work so selflessly for communities and really for our society. So it was a pleasure to have you back on again. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you, audience. I hope you enjoyed the show. It was action-packed and knowledge-filled, and a podcast will go up tomorrow, and you can always go to limelightradio.com, hit the archive link, and listen to any of our past shows. Thank you, everyone. Join us next week. This is Katina Makris with Limelight Radio. I don't know.
You've been listening to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready for some of the most provocative conversation with leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. If you've missed any part of this hit radio show, visit LimelightRadio.com. That's LimelightRadio.com. We'll see you next week on Limelight Radio with Katina Makris.
Then I go to my brother, and I say, brother, help me, please.
Hi, this is David Zarza.
And Philip Zarza, and we're the Sophisticated Guys.
And we're here with your tip of the week. Feeling drained or wiped out too early during the day?
Your body and mind are communicating with you. This week's sophisticated tip of the week is to help you get more focused, refreshed, and energized whenever you need.
Here's how. Dedicate 2 times during your day, in the morning and afternoon, to take 5 minutes to close your eyes and breathe deeply. After 5 minutes of this, you'll notice how much more alert and present you become. Get your edge on. This technique works wherever and whenever you'd like, just not while driving.
Learn more or schedule a session by visiting GetSophisticated.com. That's GetSophisticated.com and call 206-420-8660.
Once again, that's 206-420-8660.
To Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
A psychic cup of coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.